Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In today's episode, I'm going to give you a really great hack when it comes to finding a property to buy, often below market or even off market. After I tell you this, you're going to say, wow, why didn't I think of that? It seems so easy. It's not easy. It is going to be a bit of work, but it is simple and so elegant in its simplicity. Are you ready for it? It's an absolute game changer. All you have to do is establish a routine, and that is a routine whereby you visit 20 open home inspections on a Saturday every single week. You think about it. If you get through 20 homes on one Saturday, that's 80 homes in a month. Do you think you can find one in 80? Or even if it takes you 2 months, one in 160? You can see how it's a numbers game and you're stacking the deck of cards in your favor. But the other awesome thing about just putting your feet on the pavement and really hitting the ground running this way is it does a few other things. It improves your knowledge. So you become an area expert. There's very little you don't know about what's on market, and there's a real pulse in a market and you've got your finger right on it. You can feel what prices will be, what things will go for, and you'll spot an anomaly. So if you think about your own house, you probably know where you're living and what that would be worth. And you know the general prices in your suburb. Let me put it this way. If someone were to put a house on the market in your suburb, $200,000 or $300,000 below market value, you probably sit up and pay attention. If you are going to 20 open homes every single Saturday without fail, you are going to spot undermarket properties everywhere. Believe you me, the deal of the decade comes along once a week. So this involves, like anything else, like how we get up and you go to work and you have your coffee on the way, or you have your breakfast, you brush your teeth, it is just habit. So every Friday afternoon at about 4 o'clock, what you're going to do is to go on to realestate.com.au, set up a filter for what it is you're looking for. Maybe it's 3 bedrooms, maybe it's certain land size, whatever, and print off the open home listings for that Saturday. What you'll see from that, I'm showing my age here, you don't necessarily have to print it off, you can look at it on your screen, but what you're going to see is things that you can immediately write off. So there may be properties, for example, that are on a main road or that you've seen before or that you just don't want to see. So you'll be able to cull, sort the wheat from the chaff, and then you'll have a list that you actually want to see. From there, time slots are going to dictate the direction and the timetable for your Saturday. So you're going to be able to filter those in order of the open for inspection times. And then using a 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Excel or run sheet, list all the addresses of properties in each time slot. And then you're going to take these addresses and you're going to put them in your GPS or your navigator or your Google Maps or whatever, to in order of the viewing times, so that you're all set and ready for your Saturday. So little bit of work and heavy lifting on the Friday, but you're good to go. So you've got your car packed, you're ready, you've got your kit, your phone charger, don't let yourself be caught short, tablet if you're using one, pens, notebook, everything you need, and you're a well-oiled machine now. So Saturday morning, you get up early, have your breakfast, pack your lunch. This is a day where you're going to need to go. It'll be worth it, but you don't want to have a lazy breakfast and have your eggs benedict and mull over your coffee or anything. This is almost like a work day. This is like a part-time job searching for a property, and it'll be so worth it. Like, would you put in a few Saturdays, 2 months, 3 months max of Saturdays, if you knew there was a potential upside of potentially multiple six figures? So you've got your GPS, it's already programmed, and off you go. So you visit every house and you pick up the brochure from the agent. Make a quick note on the brochure about the property. So maybe this was the heritage one, or I don't like it, or don't even get the brochure if you don't like it. I always like to get it because you feel productive. You can see even the ones you eliminate, you've got to kiss a lot of frogs to find the prince. So every frog that you kiss, it's that one step closer to your dream. So often a property can be eliminated just by driving up to it. You'll literally see that it's in a gully or it's damp or it's whatever the case may be and it doesn't fit your bill. You don't have to go in, you can just do a drive-by. So whilst you may eliminate properties that you had listed immediately with a drive-by, you will also find other opportunities that you didn't expect. You'll be at a property, for example, and an agent will say, I've got another open house in an hour in the next suburb, and it may be what you're after. And it may work. If it doesn't work in with your day, you don't have to go out of your way, but it does mean there will be other opportunities if you keep your eyes open. And the beauty of this is not only are you building your knowledge and your area expertise and sharpening your instincts and kissing a lot of frogs, but the other thing is you make industry contacts. So agents will get to know you and you can then leverage their time and their knowledge to go further faster. So you can go to agents, you can ring them up the week after the inspection and say, hey, remember me? And that's just like your little black book then. That's where you'll start to have meaningful conversations. They'll bring you off-market opportunities, which happen all the time, by the way. Deceased estates or people moving into a home or people needing to sell, very motivated and wanting a quick sale and not wanting to put their property on the market because it takes a lot of effort, photos, cleaning up, and some people are just not up for it. And agents often say to people, I know I've got a database of people looking and I'll just bring them through, we'll sell this off market on the quiet. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse and then the number 1. We'll also leave links to these useful resources in the notes section. And for any other questions you might have around property and actually for all of your property needs, please visit our website at dginstitute.com.au because we are here to support you on your property journey and give you a real competitive advantage. The other thing that you might see off the cuff without having planned it into your day is you would have seen agents put their signs out in the morning. So there'll be an arrow saying open house at 12 noon in this street. And you may notice those sorts of things and you can pop in and see one of those properties. We had one of our clients was waiting for another property down the road and saw a little sign. It wasn't even something that she wanted, but she just went in to kill time and the agent was saying, well, make me an offer. And she said, no, it's okay, I'm not really interested in this. And he said, make me an offer, any offer. And she laughed and left, but he rang her up that week and she ended up getting the property well below market value just by being there and building that relationship. On top of that, look for the graveyard shift. So often agents at 3 p.m., 4 p.m. on a Saturday are just so over it. It's the property that is the dog with fleas. For whatever reason, it's gone stale. The market has discounted it. Even the agent has lost faith in it and just becomes a headache. So they list those at the end of the day. And the seller by that time is usually really conditioned and they're very motivated to sell and meet the market. So that's a time when you may find a bargain that everyone else has overlooked, a diamond in the rough, or alternatively, at the very least, you have time with the agent because no one else is showing up at that inspection. They're probably bored, they're not distracted, and you can have a conversation, you can pick their brains for information, you can make yourself known, and you're nurturing your property contacts at the same time. The other thing that you want to remember, a few don'ts around this, don't take children with you. No disrespect to children. It's just that you need to be laser focused. It's not a day out where you're going to be buying ice creams or having fun or going to parks. You're literally focused. You've taken a razor blade to your diary to give up your Saturday to be able to do this. Also, it's a good idea not to take a partner, whether it's a business partner or a spouse or your friends with you, because it's not a fun day out. You don't want to be stopping for coffee or lunch or missing some properties that you have there. This is your day to go, go, go. Similarly, don't set off late. Stay on your timetable because you're going to have to focus to get through 20 of them. And don't do other things on the day, even if it's things that go towards your property purchase, like stopping in at Bunnings or something, it's still not a day for distractions. If you have a partner, try and split up the workload, one Saturday on, one Saturday off. What tends to happen when you're together is you talk to each other, you miss opportunities, you don't listen to what other buyers in the property are saying. You just don't have that real vibe or sense of the market, and you don't take the opportunity to talk with agents when you're not alone. So best to be absolutely 100% focused, eye on the prize. Think of it this way. If you see 20 properties, assume you have to see 20 properties on a Saturday. Probably of that 20, four of them will have legs. They'll be decent, you'll write, yeah, worth a look on your brochure. You'll go home, you'll then, out of those four, you may cull it down to two. You may look at comparable sales or what you could do with it or find some negatives, and you'll put in offers on two. And one of those offers may get accepted. So we're talking about ratios of 20 to fine-tune to four, to filter out two, to get an offer accepted on one. I call that the 24-2-1 rule. What it means is, though, you need to focus on the activity, not finding the deal. When people complain about a hot property market, they're looking for the deal. They're searching for a needle in the haystack. Best way to do it is just focus on your activity. What is your activity? It's what you do on a Friday afternoon to prepare and what you do on a Saturday to have eyes and ears on the ground. And if you just keep working those numbers, the law of averages is 24-2-1. And after two Saturdays, you've got 40. You've got a lot of properties in your pipeline. pipeline, and you're doing really, really well improving your knowledge and your contacts in your suburb or your area. And with all of this, don't think of it as a chore. Reframe it. Actually celebrate your failure. If you knew that 1 in 20 properties you'd hit pay dirt and you had 19 losses in a row, but averages are that 1 in 20 pays off, would you show up for that 20th property for inspection? You bet you would. So what you need to think about is every property you cross off your list or miss out on is one step closer to getting that 1 in 20. Henry Ford once said, "One who fears failure limits his activities." And really, that's the only failure and the only reason for you failing to find the property that you're looking for under market value is that you're not looking at enough of them. If the deal of the decade comes along once a week, you want to be there every single week, like the early bird that catches the worm. 20 homes every single Saturday will be the biggest lever that you can pull to turn things around and radically alter the whole course of your property journey. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisitions. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.